from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
6:33 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fans. Trade deadline today at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., in about 11 and a half hours for the Orioles to do something. But, hey, let me ask you a question. Let's work backwards on this. Mm-hmm. What if the Orioles do nothing else? What happens? How do you feel about that? They did nothing else. This is all they did.
I think they need to make at least one more move.
But what if they don't?
I still think they improve the team. The team's better.
Can they win it all?
Yeah, they can win it all. I don't feel as confident as they would if they had another frontline starter, you know, top of the rotation starter, or you know, a true you know bullpen stud. But yeah, they can, because they're still one of the best teams in baseball. So it's like, and you know how it goes. Postseason, it's a short series. You know, things are very different once you make the postseason.
So. To your point, too, like just to look at the other teams, I heard Aaron Judge say, hey, other teams are making moves. We have to start making moves. So I think the teams at the top feel that way.
Uh-huh.
The Astros just make that move for Kikuchi, and kind of like what we talked about, they gave up 3 really good players. Now, 3 prospects in their top 15, 2 of the guys are major league ready. One of them was going to pitch last night, and Bloss, he's their 8th best prospect, according to I think Baseball America. And then Joey Loperfido was a guy that was starting in the outfield once Kyle Tucker got hurt. A player that they like. So you have 2 major league ready guys coming back to the Toronto Blue Jays. And oh, by the way, they also get Billy Wagner's son, which I'd imagine the guy's probably a pretty good pitcher, but we'll have to wait and see.
And Kikuchi's a free agent after this year.
They might have him for one more year. Yeah. But he's sneaky good. I know he has some bad outings, but you'll look at it and go, damn, did he really strike out 9 today and go 7? I think he's going to fit right in with Houston,
no,
but they gave
he's
up
a free agent after this year.
They gave up a lot to get
he's
him.
He's a 2025
there.
Free agent.
Mm.
So Houston feels like they have a shot in a wide open American League, which I think is top on the top. The teams you mentioned, Baltimore, New York, Houston, between those 3 is wide open.
Yeah, and I don't want to dismiss Cleveland. I know they made a move and got Lane Thomas yesterday, which I think was really good for them. I think Lane Thomas is a really underrated player, but they need bats. There's no question. You look, their top 4 hitters, you're like, hey, they're pretty good. And then all of a sudden you're like, who are the rest of these guys? You know?
Astros are still always dangerous, though.
Yeah.
So I completely understand why they think they're in it. Because they are.
They went up against Paul Skenes yesterday, and they got the W, right? I think Houston won that game in the end. Oh, did they lose?
Yeah,
they
had a good day. Right. 6 strikeouts yesterday.
I know it was like back and forth. Yeah. I didn't see the end of it. But, you know, like, it is something to look at this trade deadline, and no matter what anybody thinks, you're still in a position where you're going to be afforded the opportunity to win. You've got your 3 starters that you can go to, 4 if you want to throw Kramer in there.
Right.
You and I are probably in the minority of guys that still trust Kramer, and I'd still want to see him.
What did Kramer do his last start that makes you not want to trust him?
I know.
Was a victim, number one.
Well, with the errors and all that.
Yeah. I mean, I thought he, his last start looked to me a guy saying, you can still trust me. You know, that was one of those, I know the trade deadline is coming up, but just to let you know, guys, you can still trust me. Because I think that's the thing. I think you alluded to it, and these guys listen to what's going on.
Of course they
hear it.
Sure they do.
They hear it.
Yeah. And the Angels will be very active, I assume, today, trading off a bunch of pieces.
I don't think they can win it all if they don't make another move.
I do.
I don't.
But I still think the Phillies are the best team on paper.
I think they need, Ed pointed out, a frontline starter. I think they need another bullpen arm. They need a Blake Snell type starter.
Can I tell you something? I think the Braves might miss the playoffs. Are you guys watching what's going on in that league?
They're getting caught.
The Pirates are like, well, they won last night, right? So they're like one game out or 1.5 games out of the playoffs now after making this run. So when you start looking at the wild cards, you got to look at their divisions too, because some teams actually have a better shot at winning their division than actually being a wild card.
Yeah. I mean, the Braves, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, were like 8 games up on the Mets. Between first and second wild card spot.
Are they 1.5 now?
No, they're half game. In fact, the Diamondbacks are half game back a third. And the Braves are 56-49. The Diamondbacks, the fourth team in the wild card race, are 56-51. That's how close it is.
By the way, nobody's talking about the Diamondbacks, and I know Jordan Montgomery got blown up last night, but and that was his second start back off the IL. Eduardo Rodriguez, they signed him in the offseason. Don't know if he's going to make some sort of return, what he looks like this year. Merrill Kelly for them. They've been really hot, and nobody's really been talking about them because we keep looking at those top-tier teams. And let's not forget, that's a team that went to the World Series last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you talk about experience. They get into postseason. They've been there, done that.
And now Corbin Carroll started hitting. He had a pinch-hit home run last night.
Yes.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fans. Hey, Jeremy, we started back, so let's get to the front. Do you think the Orioles are going to make at least one more deal, significant deal, before 6 p.m. today?
I'll say this. I think they make two deals. The most important to me is getting a closer. I just saw the Mets are in on Tanner Scott. To me, it comes down to I'm blowing up the phone for Kirby Yates with the Rangers saying, hey, what's going on with this? They have to find somebody they trust at the back end, more so than picking up another starter. That being said, I do really believe that they're in on Scooble. I do really believe that they're in on Blake Snell.
You think they're still in on Scooble?
Yeah, that talk's going on. This is posturing by the Tigers because, like, they're looking for some sort of spark. They're not going to re-sign Scooble in 2.5 years. They're not going to be making the playoffs in the next 2 years. This is almost like blowing this up yet again to try to get this thing going.
The Marlins, according to Rockabacco, Ed, want a top prospect for Tanner Scott. The Orioles aren't willing to do that. Would you give up a top prospect for Tanner Scott? Because I know you want him badly.
I do want him badly, Enzo. I would. Yes,
you would.
I want him so bad.
Are the Orioles making a mistake, Ed, by not giving up one of those prospects?
I think it is. Well, I don't know that they haven't yet. The day's not over. We'll see.
But they've obviously said they wouldn't.
We'll see. People say a lot of things. You know, the GMs in all sports say things that may not turn out to be true. So we'll see. I think Tanner Scott has actually found himself. I liked him when he was here. He was inconsistent, but when he was on, he was dominant. And I think he has come. I think he has discovered the secret to Tanner Scott.
Are they making a mistake by not giving up one of these prospects?
No, I don't think so. Like the only guy they should really be talking about giving up one of these prospects for would be Scooble. And if you can kind of,
so you'd give one up, but not for Scott.
No. If you're talking about the top three,
yeah.
Are you throwing Kiersted in there too?
Who are we talking? Holiday,
Basayo, and Mayo. And then you have Kiersted that's somewhere in that group.
But they're talking about those top three, though.
Yes.
Those are the ones they're talking about.
I just can't give that up for Tanner Scott.
Would you give up Kiersted for Scott?
No.
Okay, so all four you say no to.
No, like Scott to me is one of those guys where it's like, you know how people said Stowers or Norby? Like it's one of those guys in another lower level prospect for Scott. Like the Marlins fans saying, hey, we want this. Because let's say Scott goes to another team. Go look at what they gave up comparatively what the Orioles would give up. Their three prospects are better than just almost. It's so crazy. Everybody needs to be rooting for Colton Cowser right now because he has an unbelievable shot to win American League Rookie of the Year. Yeah. Austin Wells has gotten to that race. And if that happens, the Orioles will get another first round pick. Oh, by the way, if Colby Mayo gets caught up and Jackson Holliday doesn't play enough, you have another shot to win the American League Rookie of the Year and add another first-round pick the following year. And guess what? If they don't trade Basayo, he'll probably be coming up the year after that, and you'd have a shot to win Rookie of the Year 4 years in a row.
Ed, all that sounds great.
But guess what? I want to win the World Series.
Exactly. How did they win the World Series?
But that's fine. Yeah. But you have these guys under control for so long. Yeah. I don't want to move one of these guys for a rental Tanner Scott. No, like if you were telling me,
I wouldn't give up the top two, honestly.
Well,
but I mean, I would give up a
Basayo,
a props, but Basayo I would not get rid of. He's almost. I think Basayo is like more valuable than all of them.
He might be. Switching to catcher.
You could stop at catcher. Catchers are very valuable. When you get a really good catcher, That's the most important position on the field.
Yeah, sometimes they get hit in the face and just stay in the game.
Yeah, there's that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.